Welcome, welcome, each and everyone that's listening right now. And you're inside another session of the B-Side Sessions. And it's yours exclusively, Fernando Chilla. And today we're going to be talking about the Grammys and Soca. You know, it's an interesting topic a lot of people talk about, a lot of people within the industry debate. And remember, guys, look out for B-Side Sessions podcast every Thursday as we discuss topics and issues within the music industry. B-Side Sessions is sponsored by DVN Productions as well as by DJ Chilla. Yeah, that's how it goes. So let's jump inside our topic for today, the Grammy and Soca. Is it possible? Let's see. So a lot of you guys may know right now, you may have heard the news about 2-3 weeks ago that Nyla Blackman was invited to join the Recording Academy class. Yeah, that's the Recording Industry Association of America. They actually control the Grammys. And she has to accept by September 15, 2020. So I'm hoping she does. What that means is that if she joins that Academy class that she was invited to, she will be eligible to be nominated for a Grammy. And it also means that she'll be able to vote for someone nominated for a Grammy. Now, a person cannot win or vote for the Grammys unless they are part of the Academy. But it is much more than that.
But ain't we a winner Grammy already, boy?
No, we ain't winner Grammy as yet, my boy.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm telling you. Bungie Garland and MX Prime, they did some work on Skrillex and Diplo album, Jack U, and a couple of years ago, Dexter Simmons, he won a Grammy as a sound engineer on, I think, one of Outkast, Tankunia's album. I mean, we have Nicki Minaj and Trinidad James, these guys, you know, from Trinidad also, a lot of other artists who won Grammys also. But we haven't won a Grammy for Soca, so specifically for Soca. All right, I understand what you're saying, yeah, all right, cool. Yeah, so no, we ain't win a Grammy as yet for Soca. We ain't have a category as yet. So in order to attain a Grammy for Soca, we must first have a category and voting members for that category. Now, as far as my research took me, there are only 3 voting members from Trinidad, other than Nyla, who I hope, you know, will take advantage of the invitation and increase our voting membership by a 4th person from Trinidad, that is. The other people being the man himself, hey, ha! Double M, Mr. Marshall Montano. Martin Mice Human, well, of course, people in the industry will know him as Mice. And another person, which is my good personal friend, Mr. Simeon Sanderford. So those are the 3 voting members that I know about within the industry that we have as voting members of the Recording Academy. So let's do like the Matrix right now. I'll go and play Morpheus a little bit. You take the blue pill, you wake up in your bed and you believe whatever you want, or take the red pill, stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Alright, well, I think everybody want to take the red pill. So, according to the 65-page manual of the 63rd Recording Industry Association of America, the RIAA, basically the Grammy Awards people, each category shall have at least 40 distinct artist entries. If a category receives between 25 and 39 entries, only 3 recordings will receive nominations in that year. These music nomination review committees are panels of 13 to 17 voting members who are recognized experts in their respective fields. The committees meet to review and listen to the top 15 selections resulting from the general membership vote on the first ballot in those categories. They then vote confidential ballot to determine the 5 finalists in each category. Each category shall have at least 40 distinct artist entries. So if you're looking at the 40 distinct artist entries in relation to a category for Soca singles, I'm not too worried about that because we release more than 40 Soca singles per year. If you're looking at 40 distinct artist entries in terms of a Soca album category, I think or I believe we may not be doing so well within that aspect, because I from my information or from my research, I don't think we have had much Soca albums released per year. Not from Trinidad's perspective. I can't remember the last time a number of artists have released albums per year. So talking about that part, I'm not too sure we make the demands or we meet the criteria for that part. If you're looking at the voting members aspect, which they said is 13 to 17 voting members who are recognized experts in their respective fields, I only know of the three that we have from Trinidad. And of course, I'm hoping that Nyla will make it the fourth person or fourth voting member we have from Trinidad. I can't speak for the rest of the world or the rest of the Caribbean, but I believe if we had other voting members for soca from the Caribbean or the rest of the world, then we would have had a soca category or closer to having soca in the Grammys. But let's keep tumbling down the rabbit hole, you know, and let's ask ourselves certain questions. Now, as producers and artists, are we responding to the call to become voting members? Because there is also a criteria to become a voting member, some of which include having credited works, recommendations from industry professionals, and of course an artist profile. So that is one question we have to ask ourselves. Are we producing and releasing enough soca albums per year for a soca album of the year category? Are those tracks and albums qualitative? Because we can have quantity, we can have a lot of music out there, but what about quality? And it's not that I'm downgrading our industry or our music. I'm just stating realities that is usually spoken about or debated about within our industry. I'm not carrying on anyone also, or any artist or producer or any creative in the field. As a matter of fact, it's to compliment or to educate, you know, us about the industry and about this situation with Grammys and soca and the Grammys. So just want to make that point perfectly clear. We have to ask ourselves also too, are we marketing soca aggressively around the globe? Have we identified our soca identity, and do we appreciate our soca culture 24/7 or 25/8, as some people must say, or is it seasonal? Those are some of the pertinent questions we need to ask ourselves if we want to take soca into the Grammys. It's a lot of work, you know, it's a lot of work that has to be done. Alternatively, there was talk about soca being placed in the world music category in the Grammys. However, the world music category is also governed by the same rules of having panels of 13 to 17 voting members who are recognized experts in their respective fields. So the question is, how can soca be judged by members of the world music category? Now, I want people to understand this as well. World music category is basically music that is traditional or folk in nature. It can be popular or sometimes is or even art music, as they say, but it must have ethnic instruments. A good example is, like, they have the music in Mexico called the mariachi music, and the instrument used in that is like treble and bass, acoustic guitars, violin, trumpets, you know, and sometimes harp. But its ethnic instruments is a folk traditional type of music. A good example of that type of music relative to Trinidad would be parang. Yeah, well, I mean, hint hint, probably you could push parang to get a Grammys, you know. Just saying, you know. Anyway, but the idea of identifying our soca identity comes to play in this aspect, in terms of, would we want to have soca under world music category as classified by the Grammys? So the question comes to play there. Now, basically, what I am explaining here is more or less technical aspects or technical criteria for eligibility for a Grammy. There are many more criteria or eligibility requirements for a Grammy. The manual itself was 65 pages long for the Grammy Awards that is coming up. The Grammy Awards that went this year. So it's a lot of work again. The other school of thought or relevant question that is, you know, debated is, do we need Grammys to be our pinnacle of achievement for soca? Or can we, or as we have done in the past, have our own awards that is equivalent or may even surpass the Grammys when it comes to soca? So that is also talk that is bandied about. that people debate and curl about and all kind of seeness happening in the industry, and men's at the talk and creatives at the talk. You know, do we need a Grammy? Does Soca need a Grammy to achieve a category in the Grammys, or can we do our own stuff? So that is also another school of thought, again another question that is asked. So possibly we need to dive into that a little further. But regardless of that, a lot of groundwork, foundation work still has to be done logistically, legally, creatively, educationally, financially, all kind of alleys in order for us to attain a Grammy award. You know, again, if that is the intention, if that is the goal, you know, but God is good and nothing is impossible. So I'm just going to say for now, the future looks bright on the whole for our music industry and for hopefully attaining a category or categories within the Grammy. That's all I can say for now. You know, I'm just going to bring that information across for now, summarize it more or less, because there's a lot of information when it comes to Soca and the Grammys. But that's the basic points. You know, again, thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, I'm yours exclusively, Fernando Chiller, on the B-Side Sessions. And that was the session today. So thanks for listening. And the B-Side Sessions is brought to you by DVN Productions and DJ Chiller. You know, big sponsors in the house. That's how it goes. Until next week, Thursday, please, God, guys, stay safe to you and yours and your family. Keep putting out content. Keep practicing. Keep keeping yourselves active. Keep educating yourselves. The B-Side Sessions, I'm out for this one.